Time for a setting the bar story, which is what, Kelly?
That's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day without stealing your teacher's favorite Funko Pop and having her threaten to get the authorities involved.
Oh, wow.
You're doing okay.
Oh, we're getting authorities involved? We don't say, hey, listen, you better return it or the whole class is going to suffer consequences. And hopefully maybe it would encourage them to come forward, right?
That didn't happen.
Okay.
So this teacher filed a police report, actually jumped on TikTok, too, to kind of talk about it.
My third grade student bought it for me 6 years ago when I was a third grade teacher because he knew how much I loved Hello Kitty. The worth of this collectible is quite a bit, and it's not even just about the money. It's just the value of this item.
Yeah, so it's a Hello Kitty Funko Pop, and one of the students bought it for her, used own money, and
yes,
so she really treasured
it.
Sweet.
Yes.
The consequences, I definitely am going to get the police involved if necessary, because I'm just like, it's just worth so much that it just really irritates me and upsets me and hurts my feelings even more that, like, someone really took this.
Yeah, so...
Well, yes, this is a learning, teaching moment about not taking things that are not yours.
Now, the Funko Pop is worth about $300 now, the value, apparently.
Oh,
the teacher probably
again,
knows that it's
grader,
been
like, use their own
sold.
Money.
Yeah, and so she's still... The teacher's still holding out hope that whatever student took the Funko Pop will do the right thing and return it, but says that there will be consequences, which, you know, obviously that's a valuable life lesson for sure. But man, don't steal a Hello Kitty Funko Pop off your teacher's desk.
Don't steal anything from your teacher.
Well, then there's that too.
Yes.
yeah, exactly. So,
I mean, of all the lessons to be learned in school,
that is your setting
one of them.
The bar story on 99.7 EJX.